Ohio is again jumping into the national debate over abortion access with a new bill introduced that mirrors Texas's strict abortion ban. House Bill 480 would ban all abortions in Ohio and allow any person to file a lawsuit against a medical provider who performs the procedure or who, quote, aids or abets, unquote, an abortion. Its backers are calling it the 2363 Act, claiming the number represents the number of abortions performed each day in the U.S. Executive Director of NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio, Kelly Copeland, says the so-called vigilante provision is copied directly from the Texas bill.
This is such a sick game of ping pong that Ohio and Texas are playing right now. The first six-week ban was introduced here, and then Texas took it and added the vigilante piece, and now Ohio's picking it back up and adding a total ban to it. It's incredibly dangerous.
Under HB 480, anyone who performs an abortion could face a fine of up to $10,000. Last week, a second hearing was heard in the Ohio Senate on an abortion trigger bill, which would ban abortions if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. And Mason became the second Ohio city to prohibit abortion within city limits. Resident Nikki Foster believes it puts politics before a person's medical well-being and suspects it's also based on the Texas ban.
We just don't believe, and we know, that this doesn't reflect our values. If the Texans can come by and plop this on city council's desk, this can happen everywhere else too.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments this week regarding a challenge to the Texas law. And Copeland says it's difficult to know if local or state attempts to ban abortion will stick.
With anti-abortion politicians falling all over themselves to one-up each other and the state of the U.S. Supreme Court, we really don't know. But they're trying to strip everyone of their ability to access abortion care, regardless of the reason or where they live.
Supporters argue that human life starts at the moment of fertilization and deserves protection. Opponents counter that it's an attack on women's rights and reproductive health. Support for this reporting was provided by Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation. I'm Mary Sherman reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy online at publicnewsservice.org.